Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
All right, let's get to the Bulldog beat today. I also, earlier this week, I had a chance to catch up with one of the more impressive guys on the Bulldog football team a year ago. He stepped in, first-year starter at left tackle, and he locked it down over there. Ernest Green, really enjoyed the chance to catch up with him, and here's that conversation in the Bulldog beat.
The Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, mark sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Ballew, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Joining me now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, we got Bulldog offensive tackle Ernest Green going to hang out for a little bit. Ernest, how's spring football going for you, man?
Everything is good. You know, the biggest thing is just being excited to finally get a chance to go out there and play some football again, the sport we all love. So really looking forward to practicing throughout the rest of the spring and finishing up the spring.
Man, I tell you, on paper, this offensive line you're going to be playing on this year looks like it's got an opportunity to be one of the best out there. Got a lot of returning guys, and I spoke with Jared Wilson recently, really impressed with him. How's he settling in at center right now?
Most definitely. You know, Jared's a jack of all trades. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, God took his time with and gave a lot to. You know, Jared's a really explosive human being, and I think people, they get caught up in his straight line speed, but they don't realize that he's very agile, laterally, still being able to bend, and honestly still strong and being the big man that he is at his size. So I'm really excited to see Jared take over in that center role, especially where I have a little freedom to run around a little bit in the middle.
Yeah, he's had time to develop, and he's had a really good mentor too, right? Cedric, the three-year starter at center, and I know Jared must have learned a lot under his direction.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, especially when Ced was here, one of Ced's biggest thing was connection throughout the room and making sure, you know, you care and love the person next to you. It's going to give you extra edge. We're going to field them on Saturdays. So I definitely, you know, seen Ced and Jared putting in a lot of extra time and having those good conversations really all the last year. Really said, honestly, like you said, just playing the mentor role for Jared, and I feel like that's definitely helped Jared a lot coming in the spring.
Man, I was looking forward to watching you a year ago as you replaced Broderick Jones at that left tackle spot. And, man, you just played some awesome football. First year as a starter there at left tackle. Freshman All-American, Pro Football Focus, recognizing the job you did. Tell us about that first year playing SEC football out there. What was that like for you?
You know, it was definitely really fun, a lot of exciting. You know, growing up, you know, people may think I'm from California, but I always wanted to go to the SEC because I knew that the position that I played, they had the best talent in competition on the offensive, defensive side of the ball. So just coming here and being able to show that what I could do and basically fulfill my dreams, and it was a dream come true to be able to go out there and compete against all those good people.
You know, when you signed with Georgia, I immediately started looking at your scouting report, and I just kept seeing over and over all that you were a mauler in the run game, and that certainly pays off at Georgia. But I was really impressed with the job you did in pass protection. You got a lot of these talented edge rushers in the SEC, and I mean, the stats I'm looking at, only four quarterback hits, one sack last season. You must be proud of the job you did in pass protection a year ago.
Most definitely. You know, I personally take pride in my pass protection because I feel like my ability is my feet and, you know, my dad. And honestly, God blessed me along with my dad working with me on, you know, pass sets and just making sure you keep your feet in front of people so you can block them. So I definitely take a little bit of extra pride in pass pro, I feel like. But, I can say I was pretty content with what I did last year, but I always feel like I could definitely be a lot better.
All right, so what you've been focusing on here as far as improving and getting better, strength and conditioning, another year in the program, I'm sure you're in great shape. And then on the practice field, what are you just trying to get better all around?
Most definitely. You know, I believe nobody's perfect but the man above, so you can always improve in all aspects of your game. But I can say one of the more particular things I'm working on this spring is top of the rush and, you know, really excelling in the whole finishing aspect of the rep, you know, not the first 4 seconds, but the last 5, 6, or 7 seconds. So I'm really focusing on dominating and finishing reps this spring.
Hey, what's this cross country? You brought it up just a moment ago. You crossed the country, the transition going to college, going to high school there in California, coming over to Georgia and Athens, all the way on the other side of the country. How's that gone off the field, just being a student and away from the family? How's that gone for you?
Oh, well, it's good because growing up, you know, all my family from my dad's side is from Savannah, Georgia. So growing up over summers and some Thanksgivings, you know, we come out to Savannah and support and just hang out with my family. So I was always kind of familiar with Georgia, so when I came here, it wasn't totally foreign to me.
Yeah, Savannah just down the road there. I got to know, man, is that lost Alabama in the SEC title game and then missing the playoffs, does that still sting? Has that been a motivator for you and the other guys during this offseason?
Oh, definitely. You know, that's one of those things, one of those feelings that doesn't go away. You know, it's essentially, you know, it's the end of your season, so it never goes away, and it always stays in your head and uses motivation, you know, all throughout January through February. We're getting up to the field for spring ball, and then, honestly, all spring ball, bettering yourself each and every rep. So that's one of those things that definitely will motivate you.
Man, I'm still a little upset about all that, really. First team to go from number one, losing a tight game in the conference championship game. You know, the first team now to be not included in the playoff, and now we're going to a 12-team deal here coming up this year. But I'd say I'm still, as a Georgia guy, I'm still a little upset about that.
Well, you know, we can't control what the committee does and everything, so all we control is what we do on the field every Saturday, and we didn't take care of that, so that's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Ernest, thanks so much for your time, man. Best of luck in the upcoming season. We look forward to seeing you sometime soon over there in Athens.
Thank you so much. Pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great hanging out with Ernest there. So last year, as a freshman first-year starter at left offensive tackle, get a load of this. Allowed 8 quarterback pressures.
What?
And 1 sack the entire season. I mean, how do you do better than that? Georgia's got him a good one there, that left offensive tackle spot.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.